Hi, this is Paula Gloria, and I'm standing in for Alan Steinfeld. His show is New Realities, because it's all about creating new dimensions, new possibilities. And today we're going to have a call-in show, so I want to announce that the number will be 877-270-8714. And in Canada, it's 888-861-3519. And this is brought to you by bbsradio.com. So one of the wonderful things about the internet now is that the playing field is level, and the only determiner of success is content, because people are ready for new realities, and new realities is about getting new information. Today I had the wonderful opportunity to speak at Disclosure Net New York. And this is a group that's all about UFOs. And I had been to a meeting, just as a participant at the meeting, when Al Bielek was there. And Al Bielek is known as one of the people that was in the Montauk Project and the Philadelphia Experiment. So if any of the listeners out there have anything to say on this topic, I'd be very eager to hear it. The number again to call is 877-270-8714, and in Canada, 888-861-3519. Oh, there's a lot of provocative topics out there. In Manhattan, I have a daily television show called Farther Down the Rabbit Hole, and this show was inspired by interviews that Alan and I had done, primarily at the Ramtha School of Enlightenment before I went to India for 4 years. So after coming back from India, I found that there was this movie, What the Bleep Do We Know, that was really popular with people. And so I thought all these interviews that we had done would become interesting to people. But the time that we had done the interviews, Alan and I were sort of aiming it more towards a niche market. And so I felt our interviews took the topics deeper. And because of that, I called the public access show, I called it Farther Down the Rabbit Hole. It started as a weekly show. I would play some of those interviews and also some of the other provocative material I had for about a half hour, and then I'd turn it over for call-ins, and the second part was people commenting on it. So I would do, hello? Is there somebody calling, or is that just maybe call waiting? Oops. If I didn't disengage that, just bear with me. In any case, Russell Targ would be the remote viewing. I had been behind the camera when Alan had done that. And when he came to town with J.J. Hertog, we videotaped it. I play some of that on my show. I'd also tie it in with some of the interesting stuff happening on internet radio. At that time, what attracted my attention was through the internet, I heard a radio station called RBNLive.com. And RBN Live came out of Austin, Texas. And in a way, it was sort of a redneck station, but it was giving a different perspective. And I felt in combination with sort of the New York intellectual Jewish liberal stance, it sort of created a new reality. And on that station, what I did was I tied in a show about somebody who was sort of showing up another side of remote viewing, and that was people who just spontaneously have clairvoyance or gifts of the spirit. And they were talking about this one lady had seen a little girl crying and asking for help, and she saw actually where the child was, and she was very concerned, so she called the police and the authorities in order to find the child. Well, it seemed that the government was just swooping on her, just like right at her door instantly, and then wanting her to take her talent. I can't remember how they said it. They said it in a very nice way, but she was a very devout Christian, and she was suspicious of it. All she wanted to do was help the child. But it seems as though there's a lot of things that people would rather not think is going on, pedophilia, children into sex slavery, and so on. And people want to hide this and cover it up. There's people profiting by this kind of industry. So when you've got clairvoyance starting to tune in, it becomes a liability. So on my show, I was juxtaposing both of these and seeing if people could sort of come to their own conclusion about the responsibility that we have as we grow into greater awareness. And greater awareness means after you see or know more than most people in the social milieu, it becomes a responsibility. So that was an interesting show. I also spoke today at the Disclosure Net about global warming. And global warming is something a lot of people are concerned about, are fearful of, feeling bummed out about, feeling that they're responsible for with their SUVs. But upon closer investigation, it turns out that the temperature doesn't follow CO2, but the other way around. When the temperature rises, then CO2 is released from the oceans, and the oceans are huge reservoirs that modulate the atmosphere. They're like the hemoglobin of the Earth. If there's too much CO2 in the atmosphere, the oceans will absorb it. If there's not enough, it releases it. And when the temperature goes up, and the temperature of the ocean goes up by even a degree, that's a lot, that couldn't possibly be the result of our little puny contributions. But in truth, it's the sun and the very important greenhouse gas, which is water vapor. Now, this has enormous implications for those who are spiritually oriented, because for those who can stay clear and see beyond the hype, it's then again a responsibility to pass on the information. This is not to say that we shouldn't be concerned about pollution and toxic waste dumps, where clearly there are huge incidences of cancer that's way out of proportion with the rest of society, as well as taking a look at the rising numbers of cancer, you know, all over civilized areas. And even the uncivilized or less developed areas often become toxic dump sites, and so the population is suffering there too. So when you put your attention on global warming, which is really a policy that's been developed through funding of people who are trying to push a certain agenda, in this case it was Margaret Thatcher, who was annoyed by the coal workers who were striking. She wanted to find some way to not have to deal with the labor vote, and she wanted to develop nuclear energy. Now, the LaRouche people will say global warming. They'll also agree global warming's not a problem, and they will claim that that nevertheless you want people to have the energy that they need in the third world should be allowed to develop, and therefore they're pro-nuclear energy for that reason, even though they don't believe in global warming. But since Alan's is a spiritual show, I was just wanting to emphasize what is the spiritual aspect of this when you're living in a society that is being fueled on and run by great authorities that are wanting you to think one way. And when you're exerting yourself through your spiritual practice to connect with your own divine source, and in that connection to know truth and to know reality. So I would love to hear what anyone has to say on these topics. The number that you can call if you want to discuss this or share this or challenge this or take it to a deeper level, the number is 877-270-8714, and in Canada it's 888-861-3519. And again, that's 877-270-8714, and in Canada 888-861-3519. So let's see, what other topics did we go over at the Disclosure Net? Okay, let's get into the area of microwaves. I'm sure some people are aware that cellular telephones might not be that healthy for you. But I don't know if people are aware of the studies that were done where you can beam microwaves at people and entrain their thinking. You can influence their thinking. There are certain frequencies that you can aim at people, and they'll start to hear voices, even thinking that they're hearing the voice of God. And this bit of information of objective scientific reality is, I think, kind of interesting to consider, that if we can all be sober or humble enough to question the way we perceive reality and why we perceive it the way that we do. Now, everyone talks about our genetics or our cultural upbringing, our traditions, as something that's fettering us, and that we want to get beyond all conditioning in order to be, you know, 101% liberated. But this area of microwave study is interesting, because it seems as though the book that I had heard about, because I read an article reviewing a book, was written by an MD, and the title of the book was Angels Don't Play This Harp, H-A-A-R-P. It's an acronym, and I can't remember what the acronym stands for, but it's the government program that has set up microwaves all over the country. And so again, since this is a spiritual show with people considering spiritual topics, I think it's worthy to juxtapose this piece of information, that microwaves can be beamed at people and they can start to hear voices, and even thinking that they're hearing the voice of God, we might consider from where spiritual experiences come. And also, you know, as we're going about our daily activity, what it means when we're influenced in the environment by the social engineers, what that means to our spiritual development. Is that a bummer, something we should be depressed about, or is it something that's a challenge that we can grow and overcome? You know, it's like people hear about the great work. People with spiritual interests sometime or another hear about the great work, that there's a great state of consciousness that we can achieve. And if we draw into our lives through our earnest and sincere calling forth great teachers that can accommodate us, we can accomplish a lot. But part of the teachers that we call forth, what they do is help us to work with the capacities that we have, including the resources of the environment that we're in such a way not to make life, you know, blissful and wonderful and happy, as a result of their intervention, their being able to sort of take on a bit of our karma while we find our way better. But they want to make us self-sufficient if they're real masters. And so that what that means is that we don't have to moan and groan or feel badly that we were born into the wrong time when it's so hard to do the great work. You know, there's toxicity all around and, you know, corrupt governments and things. If you look back on humanity's history, you'll see it was always challenging. I mean, imagine what it must have been like in the Middle Ages when witches were burned at the stake. All of these witches had social connections in that society, which means that people that were watching them, and believe me, everybody was practically obliged to watch them, because you were supposed to even buy sticks from the church that they would be burned with. So that was a way of getting the whole community to participate in it. And it's obviously a type of terrorism. It was a strategy that was used in that time by those who wanted to keep power to, you know, threaten anybody who wanted to question that power and intimidate anyone else, you know, from trying to usurp their power. So what would it have been like if you knew someone who was going to be burned? Would you step forth? It would be a challenge, because you could well be on the list as the next person. So it's a different time that we're living in, and we have to dig a little more deeply to understand how serious all of our actions are. In Barry Swicker's book, 9/11, Towers of Deception, Media Cover-Up of 9/11. Barry Swicker cites the scientific research showing by hooking people's brains up to machines and watching and which parts of the brain are firing, the pleasure centers of the brain fire madly when the brain is rejecting information that isn't comfortable, whether it's true or not. So we may not want to embrace or accept a truth because it's uncomfortable for our belief system. And if we're able to bump that truth away, the reality that we've structured and that we're pleased with, we're happy when we've overcome a challenge against it. So, you know, these are interesting things to mull over in considering what it means to be on the spiritual path and what it means to be a person that's involved with a society in this day and age and with the types of challenges that are in this society. Again, the number to call, if you want to make any comments on this, is 877. If you're in the United States, it's 877, and I believe that's toll-free, 877-270-8714, or in Canada, 888-861-3519. And again, to repeat the one in Canada, 888-861-3519. And it's a wonderful thing when people call in and you can interact. I have about 200 videos up on YouTube. I get about a couple thousand hits a day. People leave comments on it. I have shows about spirituality and also about politics, about 9/11 truth. For any people who might not know me, my name is Paula Gloria, and my daily public access TV show is called Farther Down the Rabbit Hole. And again, we deal with topics of spirituality, 9/11 truth. Recently, I've become interested in the whole issue around raw milk. I've learned fascinating, fascinating things about raw milk and why it's so much in the interest of the pharmaceuticals to not let it be known just how nutritious milk is when it hasn't been boiled and the chemical structure hasn't been tampered with. There's something called colostrum, which is the first fluid that comes out of the cow's udder when the calf is born. It's sort of born with a leaky gut. The proteins will easily move in the intestinal lining between the intestinal tract and the rest of the body. And this leaky gut syndrome is something that is taken care of by colostrum, which is the first thick milk that comes out when the calf is born. And keep in mind that the little calf, it's a very good chance that there's going to be cow manure in its mouth because it's birthed, it just falls on the ground. It's a fragile little creature, it's been in the womb, and without this first colostrum, it will not survive. Now, after the cow has had its fill of colostrum, a thoughtful, good farmer can take that colostrum and give it to people who are not well and who need more strengthening in their ability to fend off disease. And this colostrum can be available in health food stores. I think it runs about $14 a pint. I heard one story of a lady who had a dog who was about 17 years old and was starting to drag its back hips. The hips weren't working. And the dog was so old, they didn't feel it would be advisable to operate on it. So she started feeding the dog about a pint of colostrum every day. And she said within 3 months, the dog was absolutely perfect, moving around really well. So this is really powerful stuff. I have even heard, but I haven't seen, great, great detail, but I've heard of something called immune milk, where they can take a cancer patient's blood and inject it into the udder of the cow, a month before the cow delivers its first calf. And the cow is just a powerhouse of immunity. And by introducing this challenge into the cow's body, it comes up with the perfect formula to counteract this challenge that's going on in the cancer person's body. And so the immune milk that will come out with the colostrum will be absolutely ideally suited to what the cancer patient needs or anyone else who is severely challenged with their health. An enormous, enormous boost is given. I heard of cases of psoriasis that people had was totally incurable, would start to, would go away. So again, my name is Paula Gloria. I'm the hostess of a show called The Whole Tooth. I used to be a hostess of a show called The Whole Tooth that dealt with holistic dentistry on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. I went away to India for 4 years. I came back, and now I have a daily show called Farther Down the Rabbit Hole. I'm not able to take call-ins on my daily show, but I do have very active comments at youtube.com/Paula Gloria. Today I'm sitting in for Alan Steinfeld, who is the usual host of this show, and his show is New Realities. It's all about creating new realities. He brings on different guests, but today I was just going to have it be a call-in show. Last week, who hosted the show, because Alan is now in Domenher, Italy, he's taking a group of people there, and he'll be back tomorrow, so Alan will be with you next week. But last week, who hosted the show was Anthony Rockminster, and Anthony is going to be giving a seminar on soul purpose tomorrow in Manhattan at the Theosophical Society on East 53rd Street. That's the Quest Bookstore. And the Theosophical Society has a really beautiful little meeting room there. 240 East 53rd. And that will be at 6 p.m. tomorrow, Monday. I guess that would be the 7th of May. So for those of you who enjoyed Anthony Rockminster last week, know that you can see him in person in Manhattan at 240 East 53rd Street in Manhattan at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow, Monday, May 7th. So let's see. Again, for those who want to call in, and I wish you would so I wouldn't be droning on and on myself, the number is 877-270-8714. And for those in Canada, it's 888-861-3519. And I'm standing in for Alan Steinfeld, who's the usual host for New Realities, at bbsradio.com. So any comments that you want to make or you would be interested in making about spirituality, about politics, about conspiracy theories, a lot of people say that when you're into 9/11 truth and you're questioning what the government's saying, that you're a conspiracy theorist. But to set the record straight, the official version is a conspiracy theory. It's a theory of 19 hijackers that flew an airplane into the World Trade Center. It caused a fire with the jet fuel. The jet fuel melted the building and it came down like a pancake effect. And for any level thinkers who were not emotionally swept up in this entrancing myth, this shocking situation, particularly how the media hyped it, how within 20 minutes they knew who did it, they would flash his picture. As a matter of fact, they were so prepared that when Building 7 came down, it was announced in England 20 minutes before it actually came down. Now, Building 7 is a building that never had any airplanes come into it, fly into it, and yet it toppled down with a relatively small fire. Building 7 definitely looks like a conventional controlled demolition. but the World Trade Center 1 and 2 were really amazing, because even in the 9/11 truth movement, mostly the going story, if you want to be accepted with the in crowd, the going story is that it was a controlled demolition with thermite, but I am leaning towards unconventional weapons, because as Dr. Jim Fetzer pointed out, the weight of the building would have cracked the bathtub, and that is the protective bathtub underneath the World Trade Center that would keep the Hudson River from flooding all of Lower Manhattan. You can imagine, with buildings as large as the World Trade Centers were, the foundation had to be really, really, really deep. And building that foundation and taking care of it so that you wouldn't have flooding, you'd have to make sure it wouldn't crack. So it would have brought the entire weight down, and that would have cracked the bathtub and you would have had flooding. But it didn't. So Dr. Fetzer says the more correct terminology is not the collapse of the World Trade Centers, but the destruction. And that it seems, if you look at it, it's like the top levels got pulverized. They became dust before they even hit the bottom. And this is something really worthy of consideration. Now, I know a lot of people don't like to go there, and they have a lot of desire to challenge it, and I would highly recommend you challenging that, and I'm available to share what I know in the spirit of moving forward and understanding our reality better so we can create new realities. And if you want to be a person to challenge it or to go along with it, either way, the number where you can reach me is 877-270-8714. That's in the United States. 877-270-8714. And in Canada, the number is 888-861-3519. And again, in Canada, the number is 888-861-3519. So, since I don't seem to have any call-ins and that there don't seem to be any ads, I'll sort of rack my brain to keep blathering on here and see what else we were talking about at DisclosureNet. The whole area of aliens, or people that are sharing our reality here, the status quo denies their existence, but there's a large percentage of the population who are very adamant about experiences that they've had with aliens or people from other planets, other dimensions. It's also claimed that you move into a different frequency in order to encounter these beings that are not normally perceived or picked up by the media, the mainstream media, except in a sort of a lighthearted or kind of a jeering way. It would be interesting if anyone has any comments on that. And again, the number where you can reach me is 877-270-8714 in New York, and in Canada, 888-861-3519. This is bbsradio.com. My name is Paula Gloria. I'm the host of a daily public access television show in Manhattan called Farther Down the Rabbit Hole. You can watch it at MNN.org, channel 34, at 11:30 a.m. in New York. It streams live at MNN.org, www.mnn.org. And if you've never heard of me before and you're just inspired to tune into somebody who can just sort of talk a blue streak here, even though it doesn't seem as though I'm getting any call-ins. In Manhattan, I'm typically goofed or punked, and that is I was tipped off on my YouTube website that Howard Stern's people were calling in to give me a hard time, but I guess they don't know about this radio show, because I'm sure they would be calling in by now, because I brought up so many unusual topics that people do like to poke fun at. And I actually enjoyed the stimulation and the perspective. They were very smart and very clever. They often ended with sexual innuendos. And I tried to connect with whatever unmet need was going on, that they would have to have such a tragic expression of an unmet need, because it's hard to connect with someone when they make a sort of a sexual slur and then hang up. But apparently a lot of that was recorded, and it was played on Howard Stern's show. They would edit it in a certain way that would make it really funny. I've actually never heard it. But in any case, it's kind of hilarious to get these shows posted. You know, I only know the shows as they went out, how I did them. And people say, oh, God, it's really great to see this show in its totality. It's still funny, even though it wasn't edited the way Howard Stern's people did it. And then they'll leave comments on it, and they will say how much fun it was when they had Rusty. And I must say, since nobody's calling in now, I certainly do miss them sorely. So if anyone out there wants to make a comment on anything I've brought up here, the number is 877-270-8714. And in Canada, it's 888-861-3519. That's 888-861-3519. This is bbsradio.com. And I'm standing in for Alan Steinfeld. This is his show. It's usually called New Realities. Well, it is called New Realities. It's usually hosted by Alan Steinfeld. Last week you had Anthony Rockminster, and he's going to be giving a seminar on soul purpose at the Theosophical Society in Manhattan tomorrow, May 7th, at 240 East 53rd at 6:30 p.m. So if you enjoyed Anthony's show last week, be sure to see him in person at Quest. That's Monday, May 7th. I don't seem to have it written down here whether there's a charge. But, you know, tell him that you heard it on the TV, on the radio show here, and just enjoy it. I'm wondering if he's saying it's $50 per person. Anyway, he came in from London. And let me tell you, he has really made Alan's apartment look really nice. I kind of dreaded coming over here to do the show because I don't enjoy being in messy environments. And Anthony really made it sweet. And when places are cleaned up, you just feel so much more relaxed and better about it. I often, you know, mention to people on my radio show, my TV show, and the stuff that I post on the internet, that punishment and blame never works. And if we're unhappy with our political situation or the world, or the leaders that we have, we should try to really, really pay attention and really understand what happens in the events and in the affairs that we think they're not handling correctly. And as we pay attention and tune into our own bodies, and seeing how this information lands on us, like if the World Trade Center was brought down with exotic weaponry, you know, punk terrorists, you know, who grew up in poverty and they just, you know, hate America like crazy, they don't have the ability to access the kinds of exotic weapons that would be required to pulverize a building and bring it down. And so when you start going on in this direction of research, it can be very disturbing and very shocking. And you can go into depression or you can get really angry. And so I always tell my viewers, you know, back off a little bit. You know, join your family and all the people that believe in the official conspiracy. And just hang with it for a while until you feel balanced again. You know, go out and take walks or take bicycle rides, watch the sunrise, and clean up your apartment. take care of your own affairs. And when you start paying attention to how to create order in your own environment, create order in what you have control over, then you'll find that in that process, you learn a lot about the mechanism of creating order. And through understanding that process, you'll know how to put your attention on the leaders so that they'll be able to, they'll be more able to create an environment with their power that's more in harmony with what you feel is right, because you've demonstrated this to yourself. You've created the rightness that you want in the larger world within your own space. So whenever you're grumbling about leaders, take a look around your own apartment and say, am I happy about this? And if it's really messy and uncomfortable, then love yourself and accept yourself enough to be at peace about it, you know, because if you beat yourself up over saying, oh my God, you know, I get up so late and I'm so disorganized, you know, if you keep it at it from that point, you won't have the type of energy that you're going to need to actually catch that divine wave. And by divinity, I mean something that's beyond social consensus, the social mediocrity. You're going to need to connect with a power that will make moving into your apartment to create order easy, make it a natural, organic consequence of your inquiry into yourself and into your own self-reflection. And then you'll ease off complaining and feeling sorry and feeling like a victim with your leaders. And you'll see that that's a part of the whole process of creating a greater order throughout the bigger part of society, just by creating order for yourself within society. Oh, how I wish there were callers. If there's anyone out there listening, the number to call, or listening and interested in saying anything, the number to call me, I'm Paula Gloria, the hostess of Farther Down the Rabbit Hole. I'm standing in for Alan Steinfeld's radio show here on bbsradio.com. And the number where you can reach me is 877-270-8714. And in Canada, 888-861-3519. Alan is in Damanhur, Italy right now, taking a group to look at that community that has built some beautiful temples underground. They were viewed with suspicion a couple decades ago, but now they live in great harmony with the powers that be. And those that go there and live and work with that community have their sights on, through their intentional living, creating a more harmonious world. And this again is called intentional community. I used to have, I was attempting to build an eco village with my ex-husband in Cyprus. And in part of that process, we would avail ourselves of different pieces of information from throughout the world. And one thing we did was visit Findhorn, Scotland. And we went to conferences. Usually we'd hit a conference every fall. I think the best one I ever went to at Findhorn was the one on flower essences. But there was one very interesting one on intentional communities. People don't like the word cults, but cults is where the word culture comes from. And generally cults are viewed with suspicion because the intentional community is going against the status quo. And I think part of the reason they're viewed with suspicion is the status quo that tries to keep the status quo intact and not have any challenge from the outside, because the fearless leader of the status quo may not be accepted if there is a change, because it's been said that for a new paradigm to take root, you only need about 15% of the population to embrace it before you can set in motion that type of change. So you can see how the status quo would find that it would behoove them, if they want to stay in power, I'm not saying this is the right thing to do, but it would behoove them to destabilize the cults. And for that reason, people have pointed out, and they have convinced me, that all the major religions and major cults of any importance are very much in the sights of governmental agencies that want to keep the government that we have now exactly in power. And so that's why when you start to go deeply into issues, it's like you can get involved in your cult as much as you want up to a certain point. But when your cult of choice starts to transcend their particular cultness and have interests in the wider world and start using the intentional environment that they set up to penetrate deeper realities, they could well become a threat to the greater social order. And that's usually when you're going to find trouble. So that a lot of the bizarre activities that people associate with cults is a type of false flag terrorism, where through different ways of destabilizing it, maybe through medication, I don't know, maybe through microwaves, through infiltrating, probably through flattery, people start to embrace pretty wacky ideas and pretty unhealthy behavior. And Webster Tarpley gave a beautiful talk. I would highly recommend, if anybody's interested in how mind control works and the recent event at Blacksburg with Sho, who Webster Tarpley, who's the author of 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in USA, he called Sho the Korean candidate, after the Manchurian candidate, and how you would create, essentially a wacko, and how there were so many indications of problems with this young person's behavior. But instead of being flagged and being taken out of college and given real help, he was actually cultivated even more and could eventually break down and have this type of massacre, which then gets the whole sentiment of the country going anti-Asian. So it starts setting the country up to embrace the idea of a wider war. Some have pointed out to me that what's going on in Iraq and Iran is really small change compared to what could be going on if we started to have war with China. And this is something just so heartbreaking to think how close we are to just devastating ourselves with such enormous power when we have so much money going towards creating the kinds of weapons, microwave-type weapons, where people's bodies are found horribly, horribly burned, and the clothes that they're wearing aren't even touched, or entire cars and tanks that all of a sudden just sort of wither and melt, and yet there's no blast and no explosion. So there's definitely dreadful things that are going on in the world. It's something that it's so understandable that we would rather not put our attention on. And yet it's my passionate belief that true spiritual practice means being able to comprehend this and then finding the way out of it, so that those who are noble in our society and they have a real regal connection, a real divine connection, if there is such a thing as the divine right of kings, then those who are enjoying the kinds of power to change things can rise above the mediocrity of their social milieu. Even though it's such a well-born one, it's still a social milieu, and you still have to stand up and say, no, I don't want to invest in this or participate in that, because I know it's leading towards something that's not good. But again, you really have to get the correct information. Otherwise, you just sort of wind up mildly depressed all the time. If you have any comments for me, I'm Paula Gloria, standing in for Alan Steinfeld at New Realities. This is the name of the radio show, bbsradio.com. If you have any comments, my number is 877-270-8714. Or in Canada, it's 888-861-3519. You can't even begin to believe how much I would love to hear from you. At 888-861-3519 in Canada, or in the U.S., 877-270-8714. I want to take this opportunity again to remind you that last week, Anthony Rockminster was the stand-in host for Alan Steinfeld, who will be back with you next week. And Anthony's doing a seminar on soul purpose at Quest or the Theosophical Society, which is 240 East 53rd Avenue at 6:30 p.m. That's tomorrow, Monday, May 7th. And I believe there's a charge of $50. But let me tell you, if this guy can do for your soul what he did for Alan Steinfeld's apartment, it's incredible. Because as I said, it's so important to take care of your space first. And then as a result of taking care of that space, I mean, unless you're just like neurotically, compulsively clean. But if you're in your apartment and you're happy and you feel that it's a kind of atmosphere that nourishes and protects you and encourages your soul expression, then you're going to be in a position to put some attention and commentary and even mentally on our leadership, on our political leadership. And by getting your own place in order and paying attention to how you achieve that order, you can be more qualified to even think about what's going on in our politics today. And when you're more qualified to think about it in such a way that you actually do start getting to deeper levels of what's going on, and you do it in a balanced way, you're going to find that you'll definitely be more effective in cultivating a life that's very rewarding for you and participating in the kind of society that can gather others into it in greater joy and harmony and happiness. And they won't be victims of our power and the amounts of money that go towards this advanced weaponry. Because when you're designing weapons, why would you design weapons if you don't use them? So it's important to recognize that this is what's happening. We have a whole industry that's all about destroying realities. Those people that lived in those clothes that were untouched before the microwaves burned their bodies, they had a certain reality going. And when that body was destroyed, that dream and that vision was destroyed, at least on that level. Now we can talk about the soul, the soul aspect that's immortal. But that's a whole other topic. We want to talk about the density of this Hertzian range, this earth level. So again, the number that you can reach here, if you want to make a comment on it, is 877-270-8714. In the United States. In Canada, it's 888-861-3519. My name is Paula Gloria. I'm standing in for Alan Steinfeld of New Realities. You can usually, if you like what you're hearing, you can hear more of me at mnn.org, www.marynancynancy. It's actually manhattanneighborhoodnetwork.org. I'm on every day from 11:30 until 12 on Channel 34. And if you're in Manhattan, you can just get it on the cable here. But tonight I'm standing in for Alan Steinfeld, who's in Italy, for his radio show New Realities, for bbsradio.com. Great. So I'm going to wrap it up right now, and I want to say it's been wonderful to be with a new audience, and stay tuned for New Realities, same time next week with Alan Steinfeld when he returns from Italy. Thank you so much. My name is Paula Gloria. Over and out. Bye.